Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Tuckahoe Program Podcast for March 23rd, 2024. I'm your host, John David De Oliveira, as always. And in today's episode, I was going to discuss a variety of both national and New York City metro area political stories that have happened in the last 2 days. So stay tuned for that. But first, I wanted to start off with saying the Our Father prayer, the Catholic Christian Our Father prayer, because as Catholic Christians, we're in the Lent season right now, and Easter is coming up in around a week. So with that said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And in this podcast, I'm doing something that I rarely do anymore, but I'm going to start it off by talking about the national issues, because there are some severe things that have happened. This country as a whole simply can't survive. And I'm not saying that this country would just completely collapse. I'm saying that these are very important and problematic issues that need to be discussed, and one of which is illegal immigration. And I've been talking about the illegal immigrants on a local level in New York City for years now, but there was recently a video of illegals in El Paso, Texas, 2 days ago, that were walking across a border wall without accountability from anybody. No accountability from the Border Patrol, no accountability from the ICE agents, no accountability from any other federal government agency. They were just allowed to cross this border without being arrested or anything. And I assume that these illegal immigrants are being taken to major cities, such as, and I'll just name a few of them that are not New York City: Atlanta, Georgia, Chicago, Illinois, Los Angeles, California, San Diego, California, Boston, Massachusetts, Providence, Rhode Island, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and many more major cities. And all I could say is, if you live in one of these cities, just prepare for more murder and rape crimes in your neighborhood, because many of them are brutal, violent criminals. I'm not saying every single illegal is, but there's enough of them to cause severe crime in these cities that I just mentioned. And some of these cities, by the way, had crime problems before all these illegals got here. So this will just make the problem even worse. But with that warning said, there's another national issue that I just have to cover in this edition of the Tuckahoe Program Podcast. And it's that the speaker for the federal government's House of Representatives, named Mike Johnson, signed off on a $1.2 trillion spending bill with both Democrat and Republican support. And that doesn't mean every single Democrat and Republican in the House supported it. It just means enough of them did for it to pass. And that is truly a shame, because this federal government can't afford to spend any more money on basically anything right now, except for its essential functions, because our country is $34 trillion in national debt right now. Or in other words, we're $34 trillion into the hole. So we can't afford to spend any more on an infrastructure bill or another similar spending bill, because we already have done that in the last 3 years, along with giving COVID-19 checks to people and giving endless amounts of money to Israel and Ukraine for their wars and always expanding this federal government since the 1960s, going back to that time. So, you can't just spend any more money on random projects anymore because of all those things. Yet these federal government politicians, at least most of them, keep wanting to do that because they want us American citizens to suffer. And with that said, a third national news event that happened yesterday was with the Daily Wire and their firing of Candace Owens. Now, we don't know why this happened yet, all because all Jeremy Boring, the Daily Wire CEO, announced was that Candace Owens was being fired and that they have ended their relationship. So we don't know the cause of it yet, although a lot of people are saying, and I agree with them, that it could be because of an interview Candace Owens did with two Jewish rabbis who were part of the ADL organization and maybe said some controversial things that the Daily Wire company didn't like, and as a result, they fired her. Or another reason could be that Candace Owens' contract was up, and some people are saying that Daily Wire's contracts last 4 years, and she was hired by them 4 years ago, in 2020, meaning. So those are two possible reasons why Candace Owens got fired from the Daily Wire yesterday. But regardless of the reason, I think that Candace Owens shouldn't have been fired, and I support her completely. And if she wants to make a new show or a new podcast that's not on Daily Wire, I will listen to it for sure. And with those three national news stories out of the way, now I wanted to talk about local issues for the New York City metro area, which normally that's what this podcast is about. I'm just making this an exception. And the first local issue is that Mayor Eric Adams of New York City is heading to Texas, more specifically to the U.S.-Mexico border, to convince the federal government to give them more money to deal with the illegals in their city, as I discussed before. And he honestly thinks that the $4 billion they were already given from the federal government wasn't enough to deal with the illegals, which who knows, it might not be, but it's just another example of New York City politicians being greedy, and it shouldn't be tolerated. And the next local issue is about an artificial intelligence company that provided their services to multiple Brooklyn, New York high schools. But there are plenty of things suspicious about this AI, artificial intelligence company, that has been providing their services to Brooklyn, New York high schools since 2018. But the only problem is that company is owned by Jason Green, which is happens to be a friend of the New York City's school chancellor. And they are accused of, well, this artificial intelligence company called Your WAI is accused of using fake testimonials to advertise their product into Brooklyn, New York high schools. And these fake testimonials were from school administrators, supposedly, and they went by the names of Ralph Edwards, Tyler Anderson, Jessica Rodriguez, and a few other names that are just fake that the company admits aren't actually real. And they have no way of proving that they are real. And this is just, there's no reaction to this other than unbelievable, just because this company has also been paid $4.3 million from the New York City School District. So, in other words, taxpayer money. And they have been paid $4.3 million since 2018 under the disguise of professional development. And then in 2023, they were paid $2.3 million. So that's half of the total amount between 2018 and now. With that said, I think I'll end this edition of the Tuckahoe Program podcast for March 23rd, 2024. And this covered three national stories and two local news stories. So thank you for listening. God bless America. And I hope to see you in less than a week for another edition of this podcast.